For the best psychiatrist in town, talk to God. He knows you better than anyone. Show your children love, tenderness, gentleness, patience, and respect, and they will treat others likewise. Negative thought patterns can eat away at you like a cancer. Cut them out by refusing to think negative thoughts. A wise man will take stock of his life once in a while by asking, "What am I doing to help people? What will I be remembered for? Am I making a difference by making others' lives better, richer, or happier?" Love isn't supposed to be a sideshow in the circus of life. It's supposed to take up all three rings. Commit your life, your plans, your hopes, your dreams, and your fears to God through prayer every day. In return, you will have peace in your life. Everyone has potential. You just have to discover it. Communication from the heart is a precious expression of love. Write that letter or make that call today. It's better to slow down and get there than never to arrive at all. Set your heart free to fully live and love by leaving behind the hurts of bygone days. Never confuse a mere bend in the road with the end of the line. With every act of love you do today, you weave one more golden thread in the blanket that will warm you tomorrow. When you're tempted to vent your frustrations on some unsuspecting soul, tap your foot softly 10 times. Then, with great effort, smile and think of some of your own stupid mistakes. God overlooks our negative traits. We should do the same for others. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. Roses may have thorns, but they're still beautiful. The greatest joys and pleasures in life are often accompanied by a little pain. Life is a journey. Heaven is the destination.